All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and I've got another little half comic before we get into the Crucible. This is 0.5, so I'm going to go ahead and read that so we have everything we need to get started with the Crucible. And yes, I promise to get the whole damn Crucible done tonight. It's going to take a while, but we're going to do it. Lady Death, the Crucible. This is the one half. The Endless Graveyard, 5 years ago. Once this realm was hell, Lucifer's domain. Screams of the damned and madness pervaded. The constant torrent of endless suffering sounded like an insane ritual of mass misery. But with a single sweeping monumental gesture, Lady Death made it to her liking. Now it's a cold, silent, solitary place steeped in darkness. Clouds stretch from horizon to horizon like a funeral shroud. A storm brews. On a typical evening, the gentle rhythm of nooses swaying in the breeze lull the queen of the dead and dying into a deep, satisfying sleep. But not tonight. Tonight, something is amiss. Someone, something, has been looting my possessions of late. From the creaks in the floorboards and the heinous stink, I'd wager the culprits have returned. Good, now I'll get to the bottom of this. Ha ha ha! Ooh, oh, oh, ah, ah, ah. The gravity-defying scavengers are called scarboils. Ah, ah, ah. Hee, hee, hee. Ooh, oh, oh. They hail from a realm that makes hell seem like heaven. Lord Genocide will be pleased almighty with the grabbings. Bah, ya nit, ya can't know. Ours is just a reaping sow. What Lord Genocide wants, no one knows. Who goes there? It's us, NecroGuard, the Scarboil Clan, with the night's grabbings. Pass through, pass through. Who are these curious little horrors? They're not of my realm. What do they want with my eternity well? Let us pass if you can. Okay, okay. Of course, they did say they could pass through, so we got through that. Let me through. Get along! This ransack is none of your concern! That's where you're wrong. If it happens here in my graveyard, it is my concern. She's not one to cross, this unique, malevolent woman. Though victimized in the past, every fiber of her being now resists any form of control. Zrap! And she's ruled her realm well, staving off countless attacks, but tonight will be different. That's right! Bow before me! Ha ha ha! Bizarre! They've stolen all manner of objects, some inconsequential, some valuable! Why? Schlink! What? From above? Rawr! Interloper! Outsiders cannot gaze upon the unholy ransack! Your presence here is forbidden! My presence? You realize who you're threatening? You realize whose land you tread upon? I am Death, Lady Death, and you've just made a grave mistake. Idle threats from soft skin. She's lived luxury. I've grown taunt in the war pits. You're no match, soft skin. I guard this ransack for genocide. Frack! We'll see, assassin. We'll see. Scatter, my brothers. Don't you know? Eh? Oh, there's a thump. Boy, they really do make those sounds more and more difficult to produce. Who is Genocide? And why are you looting my realm? To down below here, they... Gulp, go! Genocide is all. He is the creator. He is the master. Squish. Sinestra doesn't answer to you, soft skin. I answer only to Genocide. Trinkets, trinkets everywhere. This is absurd. Grab at them without a care. Grab at them if you dare. Oh! Away! Calling upon an inherent power deep within her, Lady Death manifests her soul sword, Darkness, forged for her by Hell's blacksmith, Cremator. You speak in riddles, Outlander, but your intentions are clear. Pray to your maker, Sinestra. Maybe he will show you mercy. Count on none from me, Shuraka. As you wish, soft skin. Skit! Skit! Suddenly, the harsh odor of ash and brimstone overcomes the caverns as the air is charged with a fearsome, ancient, evil energy. Wait, Sinestra! In the beginning, there was chaos, the time before creation, a swirling mass of uncertainty, formless, without order, without boundaries. Beings of indescribable primal power waged war on all universal planes. Hierarchies rose and fell. Holocausts abounded in constant, blinding death flashes. But in time and through trickery, chaos led to creation, and the universe grew calm and defined by light and dark. Yet a few refused order and held to the ancient ways of chaos. This being towering over Sinestra was among them. Lord Genocide! What brings you here, Lord?
Power! This grave world is unique. I happened on it as I was scanning the world's way for sites to ransack. Strange. It exists parallel.
We'll try that one again.
It exists parallel to hell, but slightly out of phase of it. Did this soft skin bring it about, or is my little brother Lucifer up to his petty tricks again?
Uh-oh.
She runs head-on to attack, her mind clouded with anger. Such folly. But the inherent power she wields in that sword. Remarkable! Insolent child!
So you lead these scavengers and vagabonds. Genocide, you will rule this. You will rule this day. I always thought it was rule the day, but it's you will rule this day. My soul sword, clank.
The sword, it could prove useful in my grand scheme.
Darkness is not for the taking.
So it would appear. Its power is linked directly to her. A birthright? She's a unique creature, worth exploring. A mind merge is in order!
With a minimal effort, Genocide seizes control of Lady Death and probes the inner recesses of her mind.
Ah!
As I suspected, so much more. Hidden in her subconscious is a lost heritage she knows nothing about. The power that fuels the sword is the key. It's a realm beyond. A warrior realm. Interesting. Lucifer has twisted this woman's mind for his own devices. Such petty games. It will be your undoing, Lucifer. I guarantee it.
Rise, Vandala. Now and forevermore, you are pledged to loyalty, bravery, and above all, heroism. You are a warrior. You are a Valkyrie. I shall make that name proud, Volnavia.
This realm. Oscar, it's just what I've searched for. Such power! How corruptible. It is the perfect place to consummate my scheme. Away! You've served my purpose.
1,000 thanks, Your Grace.
What just happened? I can't remember.
She shall ever regret.
That we'll try that one again.
She shall regret ever raising her sword against you.
Wait, yes, they ransacked my mansion, stole my eternity well. Mind foggy, who are these creatures?
I shall behead her in your unholy name, Genocide.
Bold words, thief. This is how I punished looters in my graveyard. That took the fight out of you. Ha ha ha! Now get out of my sight!
For a millennia, I've dedicated my resources to ransacking realms in search of objects of infinite power. With the coming of the Judgment Era, heaven and hell will be locked in battle, consumed with each other. They will be ripe for the picking. And with the power that lies in Asgard, I will finally be able to eliminate the prim and proper universal order, and once again chaos shall reign. You had your chance, Sinestra. You failed. Prepare to leave.
No, please, my lord. Not after what she's done. My face. This isn't over. What about the grabbings?
Forget them. I've important matters to attend to.
What was that all about? The end? Next, learn all the answers in Lady Death, The Crucible. Coming non-October. Well, it is October, so we'll bring it to you now. With some sketches first, you know. I mean, sketches are cool. We can look at some sketches, right? Some new characters appear in the issue. They all start with initial characters designed by Brian Polito. Then Stephen Hughes tightens up their final look. Here's a sneak peek at the Genesis of Genocide. Ooh, he looks cool. And of course, there's Sinestra. I like Sinestra. The nasty Volnavia and Scarboils also appear in this issue. Here's a look at the thoughts that went into their creation. I like the little Scarboils. Ah! Of course, the Valkyrie. Here's a look at Brian Polito's first handwritten draft for the first few pages of the issue. Okay. The Scarboils look cartoony but are serious. Yeah. Their actions are sort of funny, but their intent isn't. Since they have stubby arms and legs, they come off funny. Oh, yeah, I see. Lady Death's Endless Graveyard. Okay. Oh, okay, so he actually writes it down like a script. Well, I mean, that's... Yeah, it's a written draft, so it is like a script, I guess. And then, of course, you have your storyboarding. A blast from the past. Here are some Stephen Hughes Lady Death concept sketches from way back in 91, 92. Now, we've probably seen these, but here you go. Ooh, I like that. And I like that, too. Those are both great. And a certificate of authenticity. Good stuff. Now, you can only get this in the Wizard Guide to Comics 60. The only way you could get it. So, all right, guys. Now that we've done the preamble, let's get into The Crucible. Again, I'll be right back.